朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
知道神给他预备了一个非常美好的结局。
We know that God has prepared a beautiful ending for her.
但是对 Hannah 来说
，But yet for Hannah，
在她开始的时候
，At the beginning of this，
在她受苦的时候
，When she was suffering，
在她持续受羞辱的时候
，When she continually being humiliated，
她根本看不到将来
，She could not see the future。
她就是一直活在难处中
，She continued to remain in the difficulty。
她就是一直活在被搅扰、被激动、被羞辱的环境里面。
She continued to be provoked and to。Be distressed.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望从当我们来看这些人物的时候
，So I hope that when we study these characters，
我们不是在研读他们的生平
，We're not just to study their story。
虽然这是其中的目的之一
，Yes, that is one of our purposes。
但是更重要的是，我们要从他们的这一生里面看见神工作的法则。
But yet, what's even more a positive and is that we want to see the principle of God's work through their stories.
我们要效法他们在这样子的处境中，他们怎么样子成为了我们的榜样。
We want to learn from them how they become our role models in their situations.
他们的生命
Their life,
怎样被神改变
？How it can be transformed by God？
他们和神的关系
，and their relationship with God，
怎么样子被神改变
？How it was also transformed by God？
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要读他们的目的哈。
And that is the purpose of our study。
他们的生命被神改变，他们怎样讨神喜悦，他们怎样被神重用，他们怎么样子的爱神
？So that their life can be transformed by God, how they can be pleased by God, and how they can be used by God, and how love they love God。
同样的，我们也要效法他们的行径。
We also want to follow their footsteps.
看见他们怎么样子影响了周围，甚至那一个世代的人。
To see how they impact people around them, even their generation.
他们把那样子的局面带来了转机。
Because they brought such a situation a turning point.
他们带下了祝福。
And they brought down blessings.
而且带出了神的旨意和工作。
And also fulfill God's purpose and God's work.
这是神持续的工作啊。
And that is God's ongoing work.
第二个点。
Secondly,
我们看见哈拿是向神倾心吐意的哈拿。
We see that Hannah poured out her soul before God.
这个深入的痛苦引进了她深入。
Because that such deep and sorrowful pain produces a profound prayer.
所以当以利以为他喝醉酒了
，So when Priest Eli thought she was drunk,
甚至过来责备他说你不应该喝醉酒。
So he even rebuked her that you should not have get drunk.
弟兄姊妹，当你在受苦的时候
，So when you are suffering,
别人不能够了解你已经很苦了。
It's already very painful when people do not understand.
别人误会你，甚至责备你。更苦，对不对
？But it's even more painful when people misunderstand or they even rebuke.
你真的本身已经很苦了。
It's already very painful inside.
结果这些人落井下石，还在这里幸灾乐祸，还在这里这个伤口上加盐，你真的是痛上加痛。
But then if they do such things, they just make it.Make your hurt even worse.
以利是那个时候属灵的代表，神家的士师。
Eli was the spiritual leader at that time, a judge in God's house.
他就过来责备他。
He came to rebuke her.
你为什么要喝酒？你不应该这个样子喝酒的。
Why did you drink? You should not get drunk like this.
但是哈拿在这里说，他说主啊，他说我是心里愁苦的妇人。
But yet, Hannah says, "No, Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit."
我清酒浓酒都没有喝，只是在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
I've drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
大家注意到没有？哈拿怎么样子 describe herself？ 怎么样子形容她自己
？Let's pay attention to how Hannah describes herself.
她说我是什么
？She says, "I am a woman,
心里愁苦的妇人。
I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit.
好，给你们二十秒钟。
Give you 20 seconds.
用一句话 describe yourself 最近的情。
Use one sentence to describe your situation now, your condition now.
你会用哪一句话来形容你的自己或是你的最近
？How would you describe yourself?
你会怎么样形容你自己？你说我是一个很有同情心的人。
Says I'm a person with a lot of sympathy.
我是很乐观的人。
I'm a very optimistic person.
我是很勤快的人。
I'm a very diligent person.
或者我这个人是很好面子、不服输的人。
Or like I'm very strong-willed. I have great ego.
我是很上进的人。
Or I work diligently.
你会怎么形容
How would you describe yourself?
讲好了吗？
Yeah.
请问今天我们中间有没有 Hannah?
Do we have any Hannah today?
因为 Hannah 的答案是说我是心里愁苦的妇人。
Because Hannah's answer is that I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit.
如果要用一句话形容自己的话 ，Hannah 是这样子的来形容她。
So this is how Hannah described herself.
所以你就晓得她多痛苦了。
Then you know how painful she was.
因为痛苦成为她生活中的特点。
Because sorrow become a characteristic of her life.
因为痛苦成为她那一段年日里面最大的特征，她第一个想到的就是我是一个愁苦的妇人。
So that is the big thing of her life at that moment. So the first thing she thought about her life is that I'm a sorrowful spirit.
不像有些人最近刚结婚就会觉得哎，我是世界上最幸福的人。
Unless some people just got married, they think they're the happiest people in the world.
然后找到一个很好的工作，很理想的工作，哎呀，我是最什么的人。
Or they found
最有盼望的人。
The best job in the world, they say, I'm the one with the brightest future.
所以 Hannah 的痛苦。
So Hannah's pain.
又被别人误会。
Is that she was also misunderstood?
又被他的对头一直紧追不舍的不放过他。
And then, her rival just would not let her go.
在哈娜身上产生了一个非常非常宝贝的转机哈。
Finally, a very precious turning point happened.
她就是到耶和华面前去倾心吐意。
She went to the Lord and poured out her soul.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，我们大家人，我相信我们在座绝大部分人都知道，碰到难处要干嘛。
So I'm sure most of us know whenever we encounter difficulty, what do we do?
碰到难处要干嘛？
What do we do?
大声一点嘛。我有时差啊，你们不讲大声一点，我醒不过来。
So please respond loudly, because I'm still going through jet lag.
碰到难处要。
Whenever we encounter situations, pray.
我们都知道这个标准答案。
We all know this.Right answer.
然后我们碰到难处的时候，可能有一半的人会做这件事情，也许。
But yet, about maybe half of us would pray.
但是表面的祷告、肤浅的祷告跟深入的祷告，它就是不一样。
But yet, superficial prayers are greatly different from deep prayers.
就好像你在挖井一样啊。
Just as if you're digging a well.
哦，你这样表面挖一挖。
Maybe you just dig a little bit.
你挖了三尺。
And then you dig about 3 feet.
你看不到水的。
You don't see any water.
你挖五尺。
And maybe go down 5 feet.
你还是看不到水的。
You still don't see any water.
当你越挖越深，越挖越深，越挖越深的时候。
But as you continually digging and digging.
有一天你突然碰到了。
Finally, one day, you see it.
泉源涌流出来。
The water springs up.
啊，或者挖到油井，油井喷出来。
Or even better, Oil, petroleum.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们祷告非常 superficial， 非常表面。
Oftentimes our prayer is just very superficial.
我们祷告完还是不平安。
So after we pray, we still do not have the peace.
我们祷告完还是没得安慰。
And after we pray, we're still not comforted.
我们祷告完还是没有力量。
And after we pray, we're still not strengthened.
但哈拿的难处一直加深，一直加深，一直加深。
As Hannah's of troubles become deeper and deeper,
这个深入的痛苦引进了她深入的祷告。
And that deep pain produces profound prayers.
然后到最后
，finally,
她碰到主。
She met the Lord.
她倾心吐意，从最深之处出来的。
From the bottom of her spirit, she poured out her spirit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这个祷告的里面，你发现她有几个关键的地方啊。
And then from her prayer, we see some key points.
啊，我说哈拿在她这个面临这个环境的时候
，As Hannah faced her situation,
她有三个很重要的转机跟考验。
The three challenges and turning points.
第一个。
First,
是他从难处中转向去祷告。
She turned from facing her situation to prayer.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我而且这个祷告是深入的祷告。
And that prayer is a deep, profound prayer.
那很多人在第一关就 fail 了，就失败了。
A lot of people fail at the first step.
所以我们的难处一直持续，但是没有结果。
Therefore, our hardship continue to persist, and yet there's no.
我们的环境一直持续，但是我们生命却没被改变。
Our situation continue to persist, and yet we are not changed.
有的时候难处真被解决了，但是我们没有被改变。
Sometimes, the situation might turn around and change, but then we are not changed.
但是哈拿不是这样。
But not so with Hannah.
她从难处，从受苦。
From her suffering and trials,
她变成去祷告。
She turned to prayer,
而且是倾心吐意的祷告。
And a prayer that would pour out her soul.
第二个
Secondly,
她碰到的第二个转机
The second turning point,
或者说第二个挑战
Or a second challenge,
就是她的祷告从自我中心 转成以神为中心。
Her prayer turned from self-centeredness to God-centered.
她原来的祷告都是求神赐给我一个儿子。
So, I'm sure before she will pray, God, please give me a son.
消极上可以除掉我的羞辱，不要再被平民拿去嘲笑了，是生不出蛋的人。
So passively, that will remove my humiliation because my rival will never mock me anymore.
因为那个时候生不出孩子，被人认为是没有神祝福的人。
Because at that time, without any child, would be considered ashamed.Without being blessed by God.
再加上皮尼娜一直用话语羞辱他。
And also her rival continued to humiliate.
所以他说：“主啊，你如果给我一个孩子，我可以除去我的羞辱。”
So she says, "If you give me a child, then my shame will be removed."
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，你就发现这么多年。
But yet you see so many years.
她一直向神要个儿子，神都没给她。
She continued to ask for a son, but God never gave her.
一直等到有一天，她的祷告深入了。
Until one day her prayer became deeper.
一直到有一天她的祷告从自我中心转成以神为中心的时候。
Until one day her prayer turned from self-centeredness to God-centered.
你发现整件事情有一个明显的转变。
Then you see the entire situation have an obvious change.
所以我们看撒母耳记上第二章。对不起。撒母耳记上第一章第十节到十一节。
So we see First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10 and
他在这里的祷告，他说：“万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
She says here, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give to him."To the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will come upon his head.
你发现这一节的祷告跟他过去几年的祷告有什么不同吗？
You see the difference between this prayer and her past prayers?
有没有任何人可以告诉我 What's the difference?
Can anyone tell me the difference between this prayer?
年轻人有没有人可以告诉我，他过去祷告了这么多年，向神要一个儿子，对不对？
In the past, she has prayed so many years for a child.
那这个祷告跟从前的不同在哪里？
So what's the difference between this prayer and her past prayers?
朋友们 Amen 好，你看人家刚得救都打回答，你们信主这么多年不回答，是觉得我的问题太肤浅是吧？
Amen
嫌我问题太肤浅你 Amen 威廉在哪里？换一个翻译看待母亲节，原谅你。
Sorry. I amen to Herman.
他受苦这么多年，我决定相信他一直向神求一个孩子，对不对？
Since she suffered for so long, I'm sure she has prayed for a child.
但是在这里，这个转机，他从这个祷告加了东西了。
But here, this turning point, she added something to her prayer.
就是你这个儿子给我，我就完全给你。
That if you give me a son, I will completely give him back to you.
弟兄姊妹，当我默想这个经文的时候
，As I meditate on this verse,
我就晓得当哈拿这么多年受羞辱，受他对头羞辱的时候
，So then I realized that for so many years that she's been humiliated by her.
把她带到一个最深的痛苦里面。
She was brought to a deepest pain.
我相信有一天她突然体会到 ，realized 到。
I'm sure one day she finally realized
神也一直受他的对头在羞辱
that God in the same way has been provoked by his rival
因为哈拿所处的时代是士师时代最黑暗的时候
because Hannah lived in the darkest age of judges
圣经上说那时以色列中没有王个人任意而行
the scripture says at that time there was no king and everyone did what was right in their own eyes
神颁布了拿西尔人的条例说人可以甘心的把自己奉献给神
so God gave the rule of Nazarites that anyone can dedicate their lives to God.
但是颁布了三四百年，一个拿西尔人都没有。
But after 300-400 years, there was no one that would dedicate their lives as a Nazarite.
只有参孙这个半吊子的拿西尔人。
Samson, but he was like halfway there.
他不是自己许愿的，是爸爸妈妈把他奉献出来的。
He did not dedicate his own life, but his parents.
而且他三个拿西尔人的条例，他全部都犯了。
But he broke all three rules of being a Nazarite.
你可以晓得神一直在被仇敌嘲笑。你看，你想要个拿西尔人，一个都没有。
So, she could sense that God has been provoked and humiliated by his rivals. You keep on wanting a Nazarite, but you cannot find even one.
你希望在这里得到有人为了爱你，甘心把自己奉献给你，几百年过去了，一个都没有。
God, you hope to obtain someone who will dedicate their lives for you for the sake of love, but for a few hundred years, you cannot find even one.
那撒旦说，你看看多少人跟着我。
Satan says, look, how many people follow me?
弟兄姊妹，这对神来说是一个极大的羞辱啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great humiliation to the Lord.
这是神里面极大的痛苦啊。
And that is a great pain.
所以哈拿摸着了。
And Hannah understood.
所以第二个转机就是从自我中心的祷告变成以神的需要，以神为中心的祷告。
So the second turning point of Hannah is that she turned from her own need to the need of God.
所以这是祷告中的大突破，就是神，你如果给我，我把这个孩子完全给你。
So this is a great breakthrough because she says, Lord, if you give it to me, I will give him back to you.
弟兄姊妹，你最近为你的病祷告多年吗？
So I've been praying for your sickness for many years.
你有没有想到我们真正的病还不是是肉身的病呢？
Have you thought about our true sickness is not a physical one?
你有没有想到我身灵里面的病更需要主医治？神家神儿女有多少属灵的病需要得医治？
Have you thought about what really needs healing is your spiritual sickness and it prevails in God's house?
你最近正在遭受到冤枉，遭受到误会吗？
Are you being wronged and misunderstood lately?
遭受人家不合理的对待吗？
Or being treated unreasonably.
那你 有一天希望神能够让你进到基督，怎样在神家里面被人误会，被人冤枉，被人恶待。
Have you thought about maybe God wants you to understand how Christ was also being mistreated and misunderstood?
你最近为了一个孩子不顺服叛逆而受苦吗？
Have you suffered because of your child's disobedience?
那你有没有进到神心中的痛苦？多少的儿女对他背叛，对他叛逆，对他不顺服。
But have you entered into the pain in God Father's heart that so many of His children rebel and disobey?
你有没有进到神的痛苦去为神家祷告
？Have you entered into God's pain and pray for God's house？
弟兄姊妹，哈拿摸着了神的痛苦。
Because Hannah touched God's pain，
她就跟神祷告。
So she prayed to God。
你如果给我，我就把他给你。
If you give me a child, I'll give him back to you。
哈拿完全不知道将来她又会生三个儿子，两个女儿。
Because Hannah did not know that in the future she will have more children.
对她来说就是完全的奉献。
So for her at that moment, it was a complete surrender.
对她来说，如果神你真给了我一个我独生的爱子，我愿意把他终身给你。
For her at that moment, if God gave her a child, that would be her only child, and then she was willing to give him back to God.
弟兄姊妹，她没有白白受苦啊。
But brothers and sisters, she did not suffer in vain.
她在受苦中，她摸碰到了神。
In her suffering, she come in contact with God's pain.
然后神后来要祝福她的时候，都是挡都挡不住，一发不可收拾的祝福。
So later on, when God wanted to bless her, it was as if it was like the floodgate was open, it cannot be stopped.
千万不要以为神怎么老是不听我的祷告。
Please do not keep thinking that God will never answer your prayer.
不要在这里怀疑上圣经上这么多的祝福，为什么我享受不到？
Please do not doubt God why that you have not enjoyed all the blessings.
我跟你说，神真要祝福我们的时候，是一发不可收拾的祝福啊。
Because when God wants to bless us, it would be so strong that it can never be stopped.
不光给了一个撒母耳。再一个儿子，再一个儿子，再一个儿子，再一个女儿，再一个女儿，神一直给她。
Not only that God gave her Samuel, but he continued to give her one son after another and more daughters too.
可是当我们把所有的这东西抓得紧紧的，不肯为着神的时候
，But yet if we hold on tightly to our possessions without giving to God,
我们只会让这个苦难持续下去。
Then we can only prolong our suffering.
因为持续的难处受到神持续的工作。
Prolonged suffering means God's ongoing work.
但是我们希望在这些深入的痛苦里面，我们能够带进深入的祷告。
But we hope that through these deep pain, our prayers will become deeper too.
而深入的祷告让我们摸着神的心，明白神的心，我们把自己奉献给神。
We hopefully that our deep prayers will come in contact with God's heart. We understand His heart and dedicate to God.
所以在这里。哈拿得到了。
So finally, Hannah got it.
啊，他是说我因心因耶和华欢乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口要向仇敌张开。
Therefore, she says, "My heart rejoices in the Lord; my horn is exalted in the Lord, and I smile at my enemies."
我说跟第一章是一个截然不同的对比。
So this is a big contrast to chapter one.
他的儿女都围绕他。
Because her children surround her.
对，但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
我说他碰到三个转机或者三个考验。
So, as I said, she encountered three turning points or three challenges.
那你们说第三个考验到底是什么？
So you might say, what is the third one?
是什么？
What is the third one?
又是太肤浅的问题是吧？你不要再讲阿门了哈。
is my question too shallow?
有没有人要回答第三个考验是什么？完全的奉献
，complete surrender，
close 了
，close，
啊，心愿变成实际，对不对
？It's like turn your wish into action.
他把他的心愿说：“你哥如果给我一个儿子，我把他终身给你。”
Because her wish is that if you give me a son, I will give him back to you all the days of his life.
结果生下来了
，so now she has a son.
你是当妈的，你舍得奉献吗
？If you are a mother.Are you willing to give it up?
你看多少时候我们在难处中跟神说，只要你听我祷告，我就怎样。
So oftentimes when we are suffering in trials, we will promise God, if you do this, and I will do so.
等到难处解决的时候，我们怎么样
？But when our trials are ended,
我们就忘得一干二净了。
We forget about our promises.
我们又舍不得了。
And we are not willing.
我们又不愿意了。
We are not willing anymore.
我们甚至用诡诈对神，对不对？
Trick God.
以前有个农夫，他经济上那个作物收成不好，他就跟神祷告，他说：“今年的天灾这么多，你保守我作物能够收成好。”
There was a farmer who, at that time, there were a lot of natural calamities. So he prayed to the Lord, said, "If you give me a harvest,
我就把我家里面那条唯一的牛奉献给你。”
Then I will offer to you my only ox.
结果那一年收成果然被神保守，他收成了。
So that year, the Lord blessed him with a harvest.
他唯一的牛又舍不得奉献。
But he was not willing to offer up his only ox.
他就想了一个法子。
So he thought of a way.
在门口摆一个牌子。
So he put a sign.
牛
outside.
牛30块，鸡1000块，但是必须一起买。
It says, an ox for $30, a chicken for $1,000, but you have to buy both.
等到别人买走的时候，他就把那30块牛的钱奉献给神。
So after someone purchased both ox and the chicken, so he offered up the $30 to the Lord.
弄鬼诈要弄到神的身上。
So he treated God with a trick.
弟兄姊妹，神岂在乎我们的钱
？So did God really care about our money?
神在乎我们的心呢、啊、
？God cares about our heart.
但是你发现哈拿，当他真生到一个儿子的时候
，But you see that when Hannah finally got a son,
我再要强调，对他来说，那个时候的哈拿，这是他独一的儿子。
Let me emphasize it again. At that moment, for Hannah, that was her only child.
他完全不知道神会让他再生。
She did not know that God would bless her with more children.
然后他为了神把这个孩子养好了，就送到示罗去。
So after she raised this child up until he was weaned, so she sent him to Shiloh.
弟兄姊妹，我是没有机会这次把那个照片拿给你们看。好，示罗是在一个荒芜、很可怕的旷野里面中间的一个城镇，就是。
So that place is a city in the midst of the wilderness.
他们要翻山越岭，走过很大的危险，穿过野兽吼叫之地，到这个地方把孩子交给交给以利。
So they had to travel through a wilderness and with places of beasts in order to hand this child to priest Eli.
然后老以利已经快100岁了。
At that moment, Eli the priest was almost 100 years old.
我们在 Cupertino, Saratoga, Silicon Valley 的人最在乎学区了，对不对
？So for lots of us live in Silicon Valley, we care about school district a lot.
哪里学区贵，房子都要加个10万、20万美金的。
So houses in good school districts will cost a lot more.
请问你愿意送给哪一个学区那个校长是快100岁，眼目昏花？
Is there any one of us who is willing to send your child to a school district where the school principal is almost 100 years old?
人家明明那么属灵、倾心吐意的在祷告，他说他醉酒。
So when someone was being very godly before God, pouring out the soul, and then he's.Accused her of being drunk.
校长这么糊涂。
When this school principal is so unclear-minded.
然后两个老师道德不这个品性乱差的，跟妇人在会幕面前行淫乱。
And the two teachers at that school was very immoral. They committed adultery with women in front of the temple of God.
抢别人的祭物，让别人厌恶给神献祭。
And then they robbed the sacrifices, so people did not want to offer sacrifices.
请问你们会有谁要把孩子送给这样子的学区？
Is there any one of us willing to send your child to such a school district?
有谁？
Anyone?
哈拿照着他向神祷告的，孩子断奶就把他送去了。
So Hannah did as she promised. After the child was weaned, she sent the child.
我相信他把这个孩子送去以前，这个孩子一直在敬虔的母亲带领底下。
I'm sure before she sent the child, this child grew up with a godly mom.
然后他背后一直为着这个孩子祷告。
I'm sure she continued to pray for this child.
一年才有那么一次可以看到孩子，他一定做一件以弗德的外袍带给他的孩子。
And she only got to see her child once a year, and with a little robe that she made for her.
因为她希望她的儿子不光是身量逐渐长大，每一年做一件新的外袍。
So she wishes that not only her child will grow physically year after year.
她希望爱神的心、敬畏神的心一起增长，所以她做以弗德的外袍。
And then she hopes that. His love and fear for the Lord will also increase. Therefore, she make this linen ephod.
她提醒她的孩子，你是属神的人，你是侍奉神的人。
So she wants to remind her child that you are a servant, a minister of God. You belong to God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们多少的父母亲是这样子的，在为神养孩子呢
？Today, how many parents are raising their children in this way?
我相信我们都觉得很惭愧的。
I'm sure we all fall short.
我们太注意孩子外面学术的成就，各方面的成就。
Because we care too much about our children's academic achievement.
我不是说你不要去管这些，或者这是错的。
I'm not saying that this is wrong. You should not pay attention.
但是我们不能够95%、98%、甚至100%都花在这些事情上。
But we cannot pay 95%, 98%, or even 99% of our attention on such things.
我们能不能多花一点时间，真正在乎孩子们属灵的成长
？Can we pay more attention to our children's spiritual growth?
到底他们跟神的关系是什么
？How is their relationship with God?
所以你发现哈拿每一年来的时候，为他做一个以弗德的外袍。
So year after year, when Hannah went to visit Samuel, she prepared.Linen ephod.
啊，她高兴看见孩子身量长大了。
She was happy to see her child grow physically.
但是她不能够容许她的孩子只有身量长，爱主的心没有长。
But she would not let allow her child to only grow physically without growing his love and fear for the Lord.
她不能够容许孩子成长了以后，她忘记了她是属神的人，她是侍奉神的人。
She would not allow her child to grow up without remembering that he belongs to the Lord and he's a minister for the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们孩子小的时候带到教会里面，我们以为他们很好。
Oftentimes when we bring our children to church when they are young, we think they're okay.
他们会做功课，他们会背圣经，他们会写作业，我们以为就好了。
We think they're fine as long as they do their Sunday school homework and they memorize the Bible verses.
但是你看，不管是中国教会的统计，美国教会的统计，80%的孩子上了大学，丢弃了他们的神。
But then, Either it's American statistics or Chinese statistics. All the surveys say 80% of the children after they've gone to college, they abandon their God.
我感谢神，我们中间的比例没有这么高，没有这么可怕。
But we thank the Lord that the ratio in our church is not so high.
但是我们的祷告是希望连一个都不掉。
But yet our prayer is that not even one will lose their faith.
你愿意你的孩子是从神面前滑落失跌的名单中的一位吗？
Are you willing that your child will be one of those 80% that stray from God?
如果不是的话，
If no,
我们要为孩子祷告。
We ought to pray for our children.
我们要 care 他的长大。
We have to care about their growth.
我们一方面高兴他不断的长大了。
Yes, we rejoice that they continue to grow.
但是我们希望他的智慧和身量，还有神和人喜爱他的心，都是一起增长。
Their statute and their wisdom and favor of God and man will continue to grow together.
所以你发现撒母耳长大的时候，
So we see that after Samuel grew up,
耶和华使用他。
The Lord used him.
从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道神立撒母耳为先知。
From Dan to Beersheba, everyone knew that he was ordained as the prophet by God.
因为神使他所讲的话一句都不落空。
Because God will not allow any of his word fall short.
因为他跟神的关系是深入的，是真实的。
Because he had a real and deep relationship with God.
连撒母耳到了年老的时候，他说：“我断不停止为你们祷告。”
So even at Samuel's old age, he says, "I will not stop. I will continue to pray for you."
第七章第二节更说到以色列家过了二十年，整个以色列家倾向耶和华。
Chapter 7 verse 2 says, after 20 years, the entire household of Israel turned to God.
因为撒母耳不断地为他们祷告，以善道 以神的话和善道正路指示他们。
Because Samuel continued to pray for them and teach them what is right.And do good before God.
有什么看到了没？一个妈妈产生了这样子的一个器皿。
You see that a mom, had this special vessel.
而借着这个器皿，把整个世事黑暗的时代带进了大卫国度的时代。
And this vessel turned a dark age of judges into the kingdom age.
从黑暗的时代，个人任意而行的情形。
From a dark age where people did whatever they thought it was right.
带进了整个以色列家倾向耶和华，归向一心归向耶和华。
To a situation that the entire household of Israel turned to the Lord.
所以在我结束的时候
，Before I end，
我要讲再讲到这两个女人。
I want to mention these two women.
一个是皮尼娜。
One is Penina.
这个人好像外面很顺利，没有难处。
It seems that everything was going well for her. She did not have any trial.
一个是 Hannah.
Another one's Hannah.
她受尽的羞辱，她外面有很多的难处。
She had a lot of trials and difficulties. She was greatly humiliated.
在皮尼娜的生活里面，你看不见她祷告。
But yet in the life of Penina, you do not see her pray.
你看不见她对神的依靠。
You do not see her trust in the Lord.
你看不见她跟神之间有任何的关系。
You do not see her relationship with the Lord.
在 Hannah 的身上，你看见。
But yet in Hannah's life, you see her pray.
你看见她倾心吐意的祷告。
You see her pray by pouring out her soul.
你看见她对神的依靠。
You see her trust in the Lord.
你看见她在整个过程跟神的关系。
You see her relationship with the Lord throughout the entire process.
皮尼娜她没有经历到神。
Penina did not experience God.
哈拿的每一个经历里面，她都在经历神。
But yet in all of her, all of Hannah's situations, she experienced God.
在皮尼娜的身上，你看不见神祝福她。
In the Penina.Life, you do not see God's blessings.
你发现哈拿神不仅祝福他，借着他所生的孩子，大大的祝福了整个世代的人。
But in Hannah's life, we not only that God blessed Hannah, but through her child, God blessed the entire nation.
你发现比尼拿在神的手中毫无用处。
You see that Penina is useless in God's hands.
你发现哈拿在神的手中成为何等有用的器皿。
But yet Hannah became such a useful vessel in God's hand.
朋友。你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。